This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Let's bring in an attorney who's very familiar with the details of these allegations against Cosby. Joe Camerota represents seven women who have sued Bill Cosby for defamation in trial court, in federal court. He is a trial attorney and joins us live. Great to have you with us, Joe.
Thank you.
Were you surprised at all by this verdict today? Because there was one unsuccessful trial already. This was bite two at the apple.
No. I sat through most of the evidence, and the evidence was overwhelming that Mr. Cosby had engaged in a pattern and practice of mentoring and then abusing young women for his own personal gratification. And the jury saw that and did the right thing, which was to convict Bill Cosby.
It doesn't always happen in trials, but in this one, five of his other accusers who were not a party to this case were allowed to take the stand and testify. What kind of difference do you think that made to the jury?
A significant difference, because it wasn't just Andrea Constant and her telling of the story that I was mentored, and then I was given a drug, and then I was abused. We had other women who came in and talked about their similar stories about him, Bill Cosby, ingratiating himself with the parents or grandparents, mentoring these young women, and then giving them drugs or alcohol, and then abusing them. So there was a common scheme that he employed in order for his own personal gratification, and the jury understood that. And they said, we're not going to tolerate this in our society.
Okay, so let's go now to a little bit of reaction from his defense team. Here is Cosby's attorney.
We are very disappointed by the verdict. We don't think Mr. Cosby's guilty of anything. And the fight is not over. Thank you.
Are you going to appeal, sir?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, very strongly.
So they're going to appeal. In the meantime, he's out free on bail. My understanding is the prosecutors asked for him to be jailed right away, but we got to wait sentencing in the next 60 days or so, is my understanding, and that he is free at this point. It was one of the first questions one of my non-lawyer friends asked me today, saying, as a lawyer, can you explain this to me? Why is he allowed to remain free in the meantime?
Well, they take into the judge takes into certain certain factors into consideration. Is he a flight risk? And they determine that he's going to be under, if you would, house arrest. He's going to put on a monitoring a bracelet or what have you, so they know where he's where his whereabouts are. But to listen to the defense team's reaction, we don't believe he's guilty. Well, unfortunately for them, they don't get to decide. The jury, the society, understood, they heard the evidence, and they knew that he was guilty, resoundingly convicted Bill Cosby of these heinous crimes.
Quickly, because you followed this so closely, was there any reversible error or something that seemed like an obvious point of appeal for you as they try to take this to the next level?
I don't think so. I think the judge was measured in his approach. He gave both sides their due. He allowed all the evidence in that was appropriate and reasonable, and the jury considered it all and determined that in our society, in their society, we will not allow predatory behavior of young women, regardless of our position, our power, our celebrity in society, and we're going to hold you responsible, and you're going to be accountable, and that's what they did. They resoundingly rebuked Bill Cosby's claims of innocence.
So the defamation case that you have been involved with was on hold pending this now. Will that go back to active litigation?
It's going to go back to active litigation. My clients, my seven clients, are anxious to have their day in court to tell their story, that they are not liars like Mr. Cosby branded them, and they're looking forward to having their good name and reputation restored and to see that justice is done.
Okay, we will watch for that. Jim, thank you for coming in tonight.
Shannon Bream last night with the attorney in his commentary and his assessment. He represents seven others who have been accusing Bill Cosby and have been told over the years that they're nothing but liars, looking for their day in court. Now, what does this mean going forward with the hashtag movement and Harvey Weinstein? This could be a portend of things to come, don't you think? Let us know your thoughts. Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Go to our website, Bill at BillMartinezLive, or BillMartinezLive.com. All the information is right there. Thank you for joining us. It's just about 5 minutes after the top of the hour. We've got more coming up. Stay with us.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop me. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
6 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Boy, I'll tell you what. What a day yesterday with all that was going on. Of course, you had the conviction of Bill Cosby. You've got North and South coming together. I mean, some of these pictures that they're showing are quite astounding. And what came out of this meeting, the denuclearization of the Koreas, this is quite forward. And I think it's a great time. And a potential for peace here. What has been struck here between North and South Korea? What do you think? I know in the past, and I understand everybody's guard on, nobody's ready to pop champagne here. But I think this is extremely encouraging, and especially we've got the president and his team still planning on meeting up with Kim Jong-un and to really further verify and solidify the relationship and the denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. I tell you, this is astounding. And the pictures that are coming out of the two men, the two leaders crossing over the DMZ, this is interesting to see how this is playing out. Whether or not, and it's not a credit thing, you know, because I know that the mainstream media is hesitant, but certainly because of the policies of what the United States has done under the Trump administration, this is causing North Korea to come to the table. And the first step, very positive here, in coming together, crossing the line, not since the, 1950, 53, somewhere in there, that has a North Korean leader come into South Korea, it's heartening because you think of how many families, you know, have been separated here between North and South, and what this could mean in bringing families back together. I mean, forget all the political stuff. Let's just get down to the meat and potatoes of the matter, and that has to do with families that have been separated. Could you imagine if a family member was cut off from you because of a political purpose, and we're talking decades, that you haven't seen your parents or a sister or a sibling? So there's a lot of potential good coming out of this, and I'm really excited to hear about what potentially is taking place. So that's it's all good, and certainly we'll keep an eye on it. Speaking of keeping an eye on things, people were, many people fixed on TV last night with Bret Baier. You know, it had been promoted, this interview with James Comey. James Comey got caught in New York traffic, so he's a little late showing up. But some of the things that were expressed in that interview makes you wonder. You know, here's the FBI director, and for him to have a very laxed understanding and concept what had happened, you know, with Hillary, with the emails, and even the dossier especially, pretty incredible stuff here. I want to bring on special report where the All-Stars are reacting to Brett Baer's interview with the former FBI director James Comey. Listen up.
Out here with reaction to all of these developments out of Washington tonight, we're joined by Florida Congressman, also gubernatorial candidate, who I have said I want to win to be the next governor. And Ron DeSantis is with us, sir. Okay, I know these are just released. We're pouring through the 49 pages. We know the hatred Strzok and Page have for President Trump. What do you got so far?
Well, Sean, I think this is incomplete production. I mean, we know their texting habits of how often they were texting in other periods. And so this is the period December of 2016 during the Trump transition all the way up until the firing of James Comey and then the appointment of Robert Mueller as a special counsel. If there's only 40-some pages there, there's gaps, some of the stuff is incomplete. So I don't think that this is a full production. I think there's more questions that this raises, and we're going to have to go back to the Justice Department and ask them why they weren't able to recover the full Strzok Page text messages.
Congressman, I had multiple sources telling me tonight that they suspect that there were other devices used as well. Did you get that? Is that your interpretation looking at this?
Yes, and we've also have reason to believe that they were using something called the clean Gmail, which is everyone has access to the account and you just do messages in the draft and then respond to draft, so you're not actually sending emails. So yeah, there's a lot of things that they do using iMessage, so we've got to get all of that we can get for sure, but this is not it. I mean, Sean, you've documented these are lovebirds. They had all this hatred for the president. They were very quick to put their opinions about everything that was going on, and yet here, you know, you'll just see gap after gap. So I'm not satisfied.
Okay, I want to go to the issue. How is it possible Peter Strzok is in the middle of all this? He interviewed General Flynn, apparently didn't think he was lying. How did he get charged then? But also interviewed Hillary Clinton. But that was in July of 2016. It was early May of 2016 where it was Strzok and Comey himself writing an exoneration that actually used the standard, the legal standard that means Hillary would have broken the law. They changed the wording to take that part out. And the original drafting also had in that multiple foreign intelligence agencies had hacked into Hillary Clinton's email server. And that means top secret, classified, special access programming information was in fact obtained by America's enemies. And none of it would have been redacted, sir.
So if you were somebody who was on Hillary's campaign team at the time and you could have suggested changes to be made to that statement, you would have suggested exactly the changes that Peter Strzok insisted on to try to reduce Hillary's level of recklessness and her culpability. And so he was involved in the thick of that case. And here's, I think, why it's so troubling with Strzok's conduct. What does he do after Comey exonerates Hillary? A couple weeks later, he opens up a collusion case against the Trump campaign based off what we now know was a two-page document with no actual intelligence. And then eventually they supplemented it with a fake dossier paid for by the Democrats. But Strzok was the prime driver, not only behind exonerating Hillary, but then pursuing this collusion fairy tale. And that ultimately led to the appointment of Mueller.
A little bit later on, we're going to get the reaction on that other clip that I wanted to play. But this one, I wanted to play it out because this is another story that we're having to deal with. And that is, the text messages, emails between Strzok and Lisa Page. And this whole web of deception has taken place. And you hold it in the context of what James Comey said last night, what he's been saying on his book tour. Man, what a confusing mess. I mean, I don't know. I mean, are you brain bruised over this yet? Do you think that you got a handle on what's going on? What it seems to me is that you've got an FBI director, you've got a cabal, a Templar group, so to speak, that are, feel that it is their self-appointed responsibility to protect the people from themselves, and that our votes don't count, you know, that that's not necessary. But yet, it was very difficult to follow the FBI director and to really appreciate what I would say is a lack of reason here, and maybe
some tomfoolery.
The final phase
of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Someone once said, live free or die. Right? Bill Martinez, live.
He's fighting the good fight. Keep letting your light shine.
Back with you. America. Bill Martinez here. As always, an honor to have you with us as we continue together to pursue the truth no matter where it leads. John Eibusch is back with us. Always good to be talking with John. John, of course, the Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation and Institute's executive director, author of the best-selling book, The Shroud Conspiracy. John, does that sound good? The author of the best-selling book, The Shroud Conspiracy?
It sure does. It was a bit of a surprise to me, but it's being followed up by the sequel to that book. It's coming out this August, and that book's called The Second Coming. So,
wow,
hopefully
people
will enjoy it.
Well, The Shroud Conspiracy, if you don't have your hands on it already, available at Amazon, linked on our website at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, John, with the president about to meet with you know, Kim Jong-un, North Korea talking about maybe coming together, South Korea, they've got a conference that's going on prior to. You know, the question is, what would Ronald Reagan do?
You know, well, first, what Reagan did in the case of the Soviet Union, you know, which ended up leading to the end of the Cold War, was he prepared. And he prepared a lot. There's no other topic that Reagan studied more during his presidency and prepared for more than his summits with Mikhail Gorbachev. So I think in this case, Reagan would be studying pretty hard, and he'd have a strategy in hand. And most importantly, I think like Trump, he would sit down with a winning hand. He'd want to make sure that when we went to the negotiating table, that the outcome was guaranteed to be certain and positive for the United States.
Mm-hmm. I got to tell you, when I first heard that this was going to happen, I'm wondering, you know, can I hear Trump saying, you know, Kim Jong-un, tear down that DMZ wall? And, you know, is there something like that that could be a possibility here for the sake of the people of North Korea? And also, you know, relevant to what Ronald Reagan was subjected to, there was lots of people with lots of opinions during that period of time, but he was very fixed in getting the information. Yes, he sought right counsel, but he also was not going to just be wide open to any kind of suggestion.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think maybe in Trump's case, it's may not be tearing on that wall, but because his singular goal is to drive the denuclearization of North Korea, it'd be something like tear down that rocket. You know,
right.
Kim Jong-un has done his level best to test rockets that now have the potential of hitting the continental United States. So President Trump's number one goal is to stop it. And so I know he's driving towards a denuclearization. Maybe we can tear down the DMZ after that, but I think for Trump, it's first things first.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I said DMZ. I was trying to find the right metaphor, but you hit it exactly. That's exactly it, is tear down those rockets. John, what happens if he has to walk out? He said that if it is not going well, he's prepared to walk out. He says, with due respect, but walk out.
Yeah, you know, it's not the end of the world. I mean, Ronald Reagan basically walked out on Reykjavik, and because he saw the trouble that Gorbachev was trying to put the United States into. Reagan walked away, but what it did lead to, it led to the Soviet Union deciding that Reagan meant business, and they ended up with an INF treaty, and we denuclearized Europe with those mid-range nuclear weapons, and the Berlin Wall fell. So I don't think that Trump, as he said, he's not afraid to walk away. He's not going to accept a bad deal for America, and I think in that respect he'd be just like Reagan.
Yeah, some of the pundits do not understand the art of negotiating. For those of us that have negotiated most our lives, we understand that you have to be prepared for all scenarios, including the possibility that you may have to walk away if the deal's not right. I think this is what we're seeing over this whole situation with Iran that's problematic for Donald Trump and those that understand that was a bad deal. And here we are, you know, living with it, but they're going to do everything they can to see if they can get it modified, even though the Ayatollah is saying, you know, there's not going to be any change to this whatsoever.
Yeah, you know, it's like any of these major agreements, Bill. The devil is always in the details, right? So what's critical if President Trump shakes the hand of Kim Jong-un and they feel, if they think that they have an agreement, what's going to come down to is a really close examination of what they've agreed to and what those words really mean. And that was the same with Reagan. And so in the case of North Korea, you know, trying to denuclearize a country involves an incredible amount of inspection and follow-up and openness that North Korea is not known for. So exactly. We're going to really have to examine if there is a deal produced. We're going to have to take a close look at exactly what it says to make sure their goal is achieved.
Yeah, and let's not forget there's egos involved here, and all that Kim Jong-un has been beating his chest over and telling his people there in North Korea, you've got a lot of national pride, and just as Ronald Reagan had to consider in dealing with Gorbachev, is that he had to realize that Gorbachev reflected and represented a lot of prideful people in Russia, and that's a tight wire walk at times, isn't it?
It sure is. You know, think about it. They've got just about 70 years of propaganda that the North Koreans have endured, and so a generation after generation of people have grown up to believe and feel that America is their enemy, and that and so you can just imagine the mindsets that have to be changed if that country is ever to open up. And this meeting with Kim Jong-un is hopefully is just a first step in a very, very long road.
It is going to be a process, and that's the challenge here in America. We're, you know, I keep telling people we're the microwave generation. We stand in front of a microwave and yell, hurry up, you know. And so in much the same way, you're going to have the pundits maligning and being critical of what is taking place and what they may think is not taking place. But like anything that involves diplomacy and, as you say, 70 years of history, boy, there's lots of waters to get through here.
Yeah, there sure is. No doubt we're living in the instant gratification era. And so Americans are, you know, they're certainly, I'm sure, on both sides of the aisle hoping for success with President Trump. We're also a very impatient people. So no matter what, I don't care if this was President Trump or President Obama or any other president trying to secure a deal with North Korea, this is going to take a lot of time to try to get us what in the end we're after, and that's a more peaceful world and a North Korea that has no nuclear weapons.
Exactly. Well, this is so historic, John. We can just hope and pray and hope that Donald Trump and his team go with godly wisdom, and that there is, a preeminent sense of peace that can draw these countries and draw these minds together in such a way that is a positive outcome, you know, for the North Koreans that have been living in darkness and have been suffering at the hands of this rogue regime. They just don't know any better. I mean, you know, when you hear the anecdotal responses of people who have escaped the regime, it is horrendous what they are subjected to.
Yeah, it certainly is. You said it well, and I think, Bill, one of the things we've not talked about but will play a very, very major factor here is what does China want to have happen? Mm-hmm. Because, you know, North Korea is essentially a wholly owned subsidiary of China, and right. So in some respects we're kind of dealing with the Chinese through the North Koreans, and if they want peace and security, and if they want if they want North Korea to join the nations, states that are civilized and get along together, then that's what we'll see. So we'll have to see what China wants to have unfold here.
Exactly. John Heibusch has been with us, Ronald Reagan's Presidential Foundation Institute's executive director, author of the best-selling book, The Shroud Conspiracy, new book coming up in a couple months, right?
That's right. It's called The Second Coming, and it's a sequel to The Shroud Conspiracy. And I actually, as sequels aren't usually as good as the first, but in this case, I actually like the second book better than the first.
Well, we can't wait to get our hands on it, John Heibusch. Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Take care.
Great to be with you, Bill.
In individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, it's the way you like us, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back on this independent Bill Martinez live radio show, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Catherine Glenn Foster joins us now. She is the president and CEO of AUL, that's Americans United for Life, deeply concerned with this recent court order that gives a right to abortion for illegal immigrants. I know you're questioning whether or not you heard me say that right. That is exactly it. A court-ordered right to abortion for illegal immigrants. Catherine Glenn Foster, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Thanks so much for having me. Doing great this morning.
Well, good to have you here. This news is very, very concerning. Last year when the incident came up where we had an illegal coming into the country for an abortion, I believe she was 17 years old. I saw it then. I mean, even before then, there was a warning that this could happen, and here it is now. It's right in our face, and now you've got the court agreeing and just coming out of the shadows and saying, absolutely, they have every right. Every illegal immigrant now has a right to an abortion here in America, and as if that's not bad enough, we the people get to pay for it.
Yes, that's exactly right. You have these young girls, these teenagers, undocumented immigrants coming across the border and in some cases seeking abortions, and at least one case, an abortion being almost forced upon them, where the young girl had to go before the judge just to plead her case that, in fact, she did not want the abortion that that abortion activists were suing to get for her. But it goes beyond that, because there's this other factor in the case, this wrinkle, where the judge's order actually says that that not only these detention facilities, these housing facilities for these young immigrant minors who are in ORR legal custody, but also related organizations, legal organizations, must post signs, notices, not only notifying these immigrant girls of the lawsuit, of the class action that's currently going through the court system, but these ORR-funded shelters and legal service providers have to post notices that actually say, if you are pregnant, you have the right to decide whether to have the baby or to have an abortion. No one who works for the government or the shelter can force your decision either way or can tell anyone about your pregnancy. So even young girls seeking mental health services, the shelter can't share their background.
Wow. Okay, wait a minute. Can't share their background. What does that mean, they can't share their background? I lost you
here. Right. So these shelters and these legal service agencies, they aren't able to tell a mental health professional that this young immigrant girl has had an abortion. They can't share that information. Right. So the girl isn't able to, the shelter can't share this very pertinent information, and the girl may not get the help, the services that she needs. And frankly, this court's order, it turns a federal agency into an abortion referral service in violation of federal law. They are promoting abortion.
How are they able to do this, Catherine? I mean, this is, again, something that it doesn't come as a big surprise. We saw the trajectory of some of this happening, you know, years ago. But now here it is, and I'm still shocked, and I know this is happening right now. We've got a judge saying they have a right for to an abortion, you know, and I just think, wow, what are we opening ourselves up to in terms of contingent liability? Now, 5 years down the road, a 17-year-old girl, now 23, 24, says, hey, really, I mean, I was 17 years old, and you made me have this abortion, and now you owe me for violating my body.
Sure, absolutely. You know, it in a way, it flows from that right to abortion that the court found in Roe v. Wade back in 1973 and all of the cases that have followed since. You know, it's not surprising. And it's not surprising that that ORR and legal service agencies' free speech rights would be violated when you have the Ninth Circuit ruling in the NIFLA case out of California that pregnancy care centers have to post signs promoting abortion, telling the public, telling women who walk through their doors and girls who walk through their doors that California provides free and no-cost abortions. So you see this this continual violation of both life and of free speech rights. And that's why both of these cases are up before the Supreme Court right now on different issues, but just seeking to uphold common sense law.
What are the chances the Supreme Court is going to get this right, Catherine?
You know, right now, one of the pieces that's up before the Supreme Court relates to actions by opposing counsel, the counsel that was trying to get abortions for these young girls. And it's a little bit complicated, but in short, they said, well, this young girl can't have the abortion today. It'll be at least a day from now. We're just going to pick her up later in the morning and take her for her informed consent appointment. Mm-hmm. And then instead they pick her up at 4 a.m. and take her for the abortion itself. So the Supreme Court is reviewing that. You know, when it comes to free speech, the Supreme Court, they tend to get it right. They tend to be very strong advocates for free speech rights. They have a history of overturning the Ninth Circuit's decisions and pushing back and saying, you know, no, we have free speech rights in America. We are a nation built on this idea that we do have free speech rights. And so I would expect that they would get that right. And I would certainly hope that they would get this this core abortion issue right when it comes to this case we're talking about here today. It's simply not right to have young immigrant girls coming into our country not provided with the resources, the support that they need, and instead pushed towards abortion.
You're assuming that these young girls at this age, it's almost like we're projecting our understanding, even where we are in the position of abortion, and we're going to fast forward them into our culture and put them into an abortion mill. I think this is just so reckless and irresponsible. I don't know how they get there. I mean, you know, are they just so sold out that abortion is the answer? And now we're going to draw immigrants into this country, not because of freedom any longer, but because, you know, America now has become an abortion mill. Is that what this has come down to?
It certainly could. I mean, that's really precisely it. The United States is one of the four most radical countries in the world on abortion, in line with North Korea and China. We allow elective abortion for all 9 months. And with a decision like this, it could certainly turn the United States into, if you want to call it, an abortion tourism destination. You hate to think of the United States like that, a country that was founded on principles of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But
I guess the thing that's shocking to me about this, Catherine, is the lack of outrage. It's like America is shrugging. Are we so disconnected from life? Have we become such a culture of death that somehow this is kind of okay because it's, well, these are illegals, you know, so it doesn't matter? Like, we have no concern for these young girls?
It's almost expected, but it's heartbreaking.
What can we do about this, Catherine?
Well, you can follow the case on our social media, Americans United for Life, on our website, AUL.org, and just continue to speak out, educate the people around you, educate your lawmakers, your friends, your neighbors, your colleagues, and make sure that people know the truth about what's going on here, what's at stake, our core principles of life and free speech.
Well, we got to leave it right there. Catherine Glenn Foster, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Catherine.
People contact InventHelp monthly about their invention or new product. Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Call InventHelp now. Best of all, the call and information are free. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential, explaining every step of the invention process. We create professional materials and submit them to companies who are looking for new ideas in your category. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review new ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We offer 3D modeling and animation, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to present client ideas to additional companies. Join people just like you who made the call to InventHelp. You have nothing to lose. The call and the information are free. Call now.
800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. 800-264-3150. That's 800-264-3150.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
I was blinded, you gave me eyes to see. I was going under, you reached out to me. No, there's nothing you won't do to pick me up and pull me through every hour, 8 days a week. Yeah, your love is like
the vibe. Hey, back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Pretty incredible, huh? I guess what happens at the border is supposed to stay at the border. Is that what they're telling us? Are you aware this is happening in your country? What Catherine Glenn Foster shared with us. This is incredible. We saw this happening. There was, a lot of concern over what happened last year with this young girl. And the whole argument about the forced abortion and not even a forced, but the fact that she could have an abortion. She comes to the country, she's illegal, undocumented, gets an abortion, and somehow it's okay. And if that's not enough, now you've got a U.S. district judge, a D.C. district judge, who says he orders the U.S. Office of Refugee Resettlement to promote abortion as a matter of policy. Are you aware of this? This is how deep these tentacles have gotten in our country. But if we don't take a stand and we kick back and, just kind of let it happen, you say, well, it's at the border, it's some undocumented. I mean, this is a fellow human being, ladies and gentlemen. And as I mentioned, 17-year-old girl has an abortion. 5 years later, the father come in, wait a minute, we're going to sue the United States. She was 17 years old, for goodness sakes. How did you expect her to make the right decision? To be continued. But our next guest is with Focus on the Family. Had a chance to meet him face-to-face here this past week. Went to Colorado Springs, and as I shared with you, it was kind of a bucket list experience for me because I always wanted to go and see firsthand the incredible facilities of Focus on the Family. And I was so blessed. And Bruce Housekonect, the judicial analyst for Focus, we went out to lunch, had time to share and talk. And it was great fun. And Bruce, good to have you here live on the show. How you doing?
Thanks, Bill. I'm doing great. It was wonderful meeting you and your lovely wife. You definitely married up.
So. Well, of course, you know. All us guys, we're so fortunate, aren't we? You know, God keeps us out of our own way, sometimes, that's his grace, no doubt about it. Hey, we were just talking about this, and I don't know how up on it you are, because we were going to talk about an army chaplain being punished for following his religious beliefs. I want to talk to you about that. But I'm still shocked in talking with the AUL President Catherine Glenn Foster about what's going on at the border with undocumented girls coming here into the country. And basically, we're becoming a an abortion mill. I mean, how do we get there? You know, I mean, this is our disrespect. Well, how we get there is we've become a culture of death. We somehow have edited God's, you know, admonition to us that we could choose life or death. And he even told us that, hey, you want to choose life. That's the best way to go. But ignoring that, here we are. We're choosing death. That's pretty scary.
And it's amazing that we would grant a supposed constitutional right to abortion that Roe versus Wade gave us to an undocumented alien. Just because you managed to get over the border does not give you the full panoply of constitutional rights in this country. But, you know, leave it to activist judges to say otherwise.
Right. Well, and it started with the Supreme Court in that decision a couple of years ago when they said that, you know, illegal immigrants do have rights. I mean, they can be represented in our government. You know, I mean, it's pretty incredible where we are right now. It's an upside down world. And as you and I talked about at lunch, God did warn us. He said there will be a time when good is evil and the good is called evil. Evil is called good, sweet, sour. And here we are. We're right smack dab, you know, in the deep of it all.
Yeah, that's the sad part of it. But
yeah, and here we go. Like what we're going to talk about, religious freedom, along with freedom of speech, is a right given to the American people long ago by our founding fathers. But somehow the rules seem to be bending under the weight of current cultural pushes to normalize and promote LGBT values. And it's not only here that we're talking about an army chaplain, but also in California with what's going on. I mean, they're going to outlaw the Bible. Is that the next step there?
Oh, you can. Yeah, it all ties together. The California bill purportedly has to do with discussing same-sex attraction. Mm-hmm. And they've banned counseling for minors. Now they're going to create a consumer fraud statute that says if you're involved in a transaction that talks to people about changing their sexual orientation, that's consumer fraud, and you can be brought into court for that. Well, that covers a whole lot of people. That covers
exactly.
Not only paid counselors, but church conferences where you're charged for admission, or church bookstores. If the pastor refers someone to a book in the church bookstore on homosexuality or wanting to change, that could be consumer fraud in California if this bill passes.
So now all the homosexual books are going to have to be wrapped in some plain wrap cover?
Oh, worse than that, I don't think you can sell them in California.
They'll probably have a book burning, right?
Yeah, that's the next step.
How tyrannical.
We've sunk pretty far when this kind of thing starts happening.
This is real, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this isn't stuff that we're just making up here. Bruce, now tell us about this chaplain who is endorsed by the Southern Baptist Convention. What's going on with him?
Chaplain Scott Squires is stationed at Fort Bragg, an Army base in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And he was going to set up a marriage retreat for the troops there, and he started getting people signing up. And one of them turns out to be a lesbian who wanted to bring her same-sex partner to the marriage retreat. And he said, well, wait a minute, my faith says I'm not to counsel you according to how you can improve your same-sex marriage.
Mm-hmm.
He found a great way to please everyone. He said, I'll reschedule it. I'll find another chaplain willing to conduct the retreat and talk to the same-sex couple. I will beg off and go do my thing somewhere else,
mm-hmm.
and we'll all be happy, right? No.
Right. No.
He was brought up on charges. He's to be disciplined for discriminating. The accommodation he tried to reach wasn't good enough, and there he is, the chaplain under fire for simply adhering to his religious tenets. And he's put between a rock and a hard place.
Well, you know, what happened with freedom of religion? Is all of a sudden this has become so fluid, as President Obama said? This is the result of the fluid understanding now of our Constitution that, you know, we have to look at the Constitution in light of the current culture. Is that what this is all about?
Yeah, the Army used to be kind of a bulwark of religious freedom. You know, you saw troops praying on the front lines all the time, and
sure.
stories of God moving through the military. And since Congress repealed the Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy in 2011, we see quite a different military. There's a whole undercurrent there of people just seems to be looking out for opportunities to ding someone for exercising their religious freedom. And constitutionally, those chaplains have the same rights as everybody else, maybe
sure.
modified for reasons of war, you know,
mm-hmm.
Cohesion, morale, troop readiness, that kind of thing, which those things aren't involved here. This is simply a chaplain
right.
Operating according to his beliefs.
And, of course, you know, the celebrated chaplain, Gordon Klingenschmitt, Dr. Chaps, as he's known as, he was forced out of the military, had to give up his pension, cost him well over $1 million, just because he wanted to pray in Jesus' name.
Yeah. Oh, you can name several. You know, there, Chaplain Wes Motter was a couple of years ago, a 19-year vet who, in a private counseling session, discussed what the Bible says about marriage to someone who was offended by that and brought him up on charges. And he could have ruined his retirement and his back pay and everything, but he was finally exonerated. There were other. I mean, this happens in the military almost monthly, it seems to me.
Mm-hmm. Bruce, this is rather insane, but this is the consciousness of our culture. And if we do not push back, or can we push back? I mean, it seems the LGBTQ community has such, they've been so weaponized that they've got an incredible amount of force here and a small group of people. And we were talking with, and we're going to hear this interview with Brigitte in just a moment, you know, and she's, we're talking about Brigitte Gabriel, and talked about the minority, the strength of the minority, that it's just a small number of people that can rattle the cages here and affect change. I mean, look what we had. I mean, how quickly we moved from abandoning the idea that a marriage was between a man and a woman.
It can happen in a heartbeat. It happens in 8 years of one president appointing liberal judges to all of the district and circuit courts around the country. And then you get judges that simply decide that the Constitution is what I say it is, and that's that. And things can happen in one generation. It's amazing if we don't protect it and we don't stand up for what the founders envisioned for this country.
What is it going to take, Bruce? I mean, you know, is it, do we have an impeachment of a judge in the future to look at, to where, well, first of all, the people themselves have to mount up and decide, okay, what do they really want to believe in, and then take a stand if that's what they want to do. Otherwise, you know, we've got a bonfire of Bibles just around the corner here too.
Yeah, we have to pray. We have to activate and be responsive to what's happening in legislatures and in Congress. And we have to rise up as a group of Bible-believing people and make sure that our founding principles are protected for
exactly.
the generation.
Well, Bruce Focus has been at the forefront of all this. Where can the folks go for more information to be in touch with you and what we're talking about here?
Yes, focusonthefamily.com/social issues, and you can find everything you need to know about the current culture wars.
Bruce Hoskinett, Focus Judicial Analyst on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Bruce. God bless.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red products on sale now button. You can always call toll free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We depend on our